Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Now, after the riots, the Capitol riots of January 6th, President Trump quickly was impeached by the House of Representatives this week for the second time. Now, the first time, if you remember, was about a year ago in January 2020. And that was for a phone call that President Trump had made with a Ukrainian president where he had asked him to investigate Joe and Hunter Biden, his son Hunter Biden, for corrupt dealings in the Ukraine. And for that, the president was impeached by the House, but not by the Senate. This time, Donald Trump was not even given legal representation in the House during the proceedings. They literally went from the Capitol riots, and just a handful of days later, they were in the House making false accusations against the president and jumped straight to judgment and impeached him. Now, whether it goes to the Senate, whether the Senate actually impeaches him is a different story, and whether he's removed from office with literally just a handful of days to go in his term is unknown at this point. Doesn't look like that's going to happen. So what were these accusations? What did it sound like in the House of Representatives this past week? What were the accusations being made? And so I made a compilation of just three of them by Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar from here in Minnesota, Cori Bush from Missouri, and some of their comments about why President Trump needs to be impeached at the soonest possible time.
In Michigan's 13th, we proudly speak truth to power, even in the face of a racist in chief. Those who incited an attack on the People's House do not get to talk about healing and unity. They have torn this country apart. They have stoked the fire and then handed the gasoline to Donald Trump. We cannot sit, Madam Chair, sit idly by after a violent attempted coup.
Okay, that was Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, a virulent anti-Semite Marxist who is still beyond me how she can even be elected to Congress. Again, the false accusations that Trump was trying to do a coup. They don't care about how they use words, by the way. They just use the most extreme words to try to get their intended effect. Next up is Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman from here in Minnesota, who is a Muslim, who is a Marxist. Here she is making her slanderous accusations.
Let us not mince words about what happened last week. It was a violent attempt to interrupt our democratic process. It was a targeted blow at the most essential process that makes us a democracy. It was a direct and specifically incited by the President of the United States. For years, we have been asked to turn a blind eye to the criminality, corruption, and blatant disregard to the rule of law by the tyrant president we have in the White House. We as a nation can no longer look away. The president not only incited an insurrection against our government, but has in word and deed led a rebellion. We cannot simply move past this or turn the page. For us to be able to survive as a functioning democracy, there has to be accountability. We must impeach and remove this president from the office immediately so that he cannot be a threat to our democracy.
More accusation that President Trump incited this mob that rushed the Capitol, and therefore he needs to be removed immediately. And notice always the racist overtone, the tyrant in chief, the racist in chief. Well, Cori Bush, the congresswoman from Missouri, was next.
Madam Speaker, St. Louis and I rise in support of the article of impeachment against Donald J. Trump. If we fail to remove a white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection, it's communities like Missouri's 1st District that suffer the most. The 117th Congress must understand that we have a mandate to legislate in defense of black lives. The first step in that process is to root out white supremacy, starting with impeaching the white supremacist in chief.
So there you have it. In case you missed the House proceedings this past week, that was just a sample of some of the accusations that were made against President Trump.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. To find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.